Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the best news I've heard in a long time, Lee. It makes me giddy.
Well, I'm ready to hear some good news.
Yeah,
for
it's
sure.
Not even the coffee. Yeah. All right, it's partly the coffee. Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. But yeah, no, this headline, okay, because I have high hopes for where this will go, okay? Because this is going to provoke a chain of events that is so needed in this country. A chain of events that, instead of rolling in their graves, our founding fathers, not our founders. Did you see that, by the way, at the Federal Reserve? You know the lunatic happy talk people who've told the world inflation is great for a society.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to love it.
Right.
Yeah. And the chief economist for Deutsche Bank and Bank of America are like, you're crazy. But hey, it's the Biden Federal Reserve, right? So there you go. Biden Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. Anyway, they're nuts. That's all we need to say about that right now. So Texas Governor Abbott, okay, is going to have the founding fathers, just popping out of their graves with total excitement, not rolling over, popping out. Because for the first time in over 100 years, we might remember how the country was supposed to work. And let me tell you why. And is there background noise? Can you hear that?
No.
Okay, must just be some weirdness in my ears. Okay. Texas Governor Abbott has announced he's building the wall, right? And he's soliciting public donations for the border wall
right
now. Okay, let me tell you why this is so exciting. Because the only person who has the right to build that border wall is Abbott or the legislature in Texas. They could vote to do it too if they want to. States have absolute, total, complete supremacy, total rights on immigration. Federal government has none. We should not have a border guard. We should not have ICE. We should not have anything. They have absolutely no authority when it comes to immigration enforcement or state border enforcement. And I've explained this before. The only power that the Constitution gives the federal government is to determine the parameters of naturalization. In other words, you could become a U.S. citizen if you spin around three times and click your heels, right? They could say that if they want to. Okay, but they have no right to do this. So this whole border thing, this is a lie. And it's a lie that has been created in a way the American people don't understand. The Supreme Court has been part of the lie. They have ruled in case after case that the federal government has the right to do border enforcement along our international borders and the states do not. That is backwards. And it needs to be nullified. And it needs to be nullified right away. In other words, the Supreme Court needs to be told to take a hike. And the person who most recently wrote that was Scalia in 2010 when Arizona wanted to do its own border enforcement and tell the feds where they could go. And Scalia ruled for Arizona, and he pointed out in the Constitution, the federal government doesn't have this power. They only have power over naturalization. They cannot do anything on borders. In other words, George Bush can't leave the borders wide open deliberately like he did as president, and neither can Joe Biden. And American people don't understand this, right? So here's what's going to happen. Governor Abbott knows this, okay? He knows this. And he is going to get slapped so fast with a federal lawsuit saying he has no right to build this border wall, when in fact he is the only one with the right to build the border wall. I didn't understand this till I read Scalia's court, dissent, and then started going back and following the court decisions he was citing. And I mean, do you realize in the Supreme Court late 1700s all the way through the late 1800s was ruling again and again and again, citing the Constitution that the federal government had zero authority to do immigration enforcement, which means Joe has no right to leave that border open. Joe has no right to do any of it. And sadly, neither did Trump. I didn't even understand that during the Trump administration. So shame on me, right? But I get it now. And So here's what's going to happen, all right? Governor Abbott's going to get sued. And the media is going to report that Governor, oh, look, see, can't build a wall. They'll take it up to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court will probably back that Abbott can't build that wall. And that is a lie. And they will back that using other precedent that needs to be nullified. So we're setting up a nullification battle right here. And Abbott has to know that, right, Lee? He's got to know. He's got to know he's going to be sued. So he's got two courses of action. He can either get sued and go, oh, they can't stay. They can stop me. So sad. And he'll use it as a political tool to, you know, run for president or whatever. Or the other possibility that gets me really excited. When a circuit court rules, as it most certainly will, or the Supreme Court rules, as it most certainly will, that he can't build that wall, he does the one thing that needs to happen in this country. He builds it anyway and says, come down here and make me. Mm-hmm. And he will be in the right and they will be in the wrong. And Tony Dale and I had a big conversation about this last weekend on Common Sense Talk. You could pull that. We went deep into depth in this, that it's only going to take one governor in. We've got 50 opportunities for this to happen. It's going to take one governor to say, almost everything that our dictatorial federal government does today is illegal and unconstitutional. Almost all of it. Mm-hmm. And we're not doing it here anymore. So you just say whatever you want. Court can rule whatever they like. And we're going to continue building this wall. That is what I hope will happen. I hope that Abbott will not back down. And if that happens, it's going to be Katie bar the door. Because other governors will begin to do it too. Because their constituents will expect it. For instance, as I've said many times, Henry McMaster could go first. He could decide to deport all the illegal immigrants in our state's borders. He could load them into a van and take them back down to the border. He is the only one who has the right to do that. Or our legislature could order it done. They could pass laws if they would like. And if it's not forbidden by our legislature, then technically towns could do it if they would like. It's called the 10th Amendment.
Well, that would be up to the state legislatures.
Right. I mean, the state legislature could say you can't do it.
Yeah.
But as long as the state legislature says you can't, it doesn't say that.
Right.
We like theoretically could do this in Greenville, even though the Supreme Court would rule, no, you can't. We can. We are the ones constitutionally in the right here. And the whole system will fall down. It will literally. It's a house of cards. It'll fall. So the stage for this has already been set because we now have 25 states that have either passed some form of nullification of any further gun orders or laws, or they have passed some form of legislation saying that boys will not play on girls' sports teams. So this is going to explode over one of these issues. We don't know which one it's going to be.
Well, and it will also be used, by the left and the mainstream media to demonize Republicans, conservatives, and called xenophobic and, you know, nationalistic and white supremacist and all the other names that they always throw at everything, whether there's any proof to that or even any suggestion that there may be some of that going on, which there generally is not. It's just like they're doing with the voting, what they call the voting restrictions. And I bristle every time I hear that. They're not voting restrictions. It's voting laws. And it is not restricting voting. In fact, in many cases, it is actually expanding the window of opportunity for early voting or for absentee voting.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up because there's a really key exchange going on in Arizona right now where Merrick Garland, who is our attorney general, has forbidden Arizona to do forensic audits and warned them that he will come down there and politically persecute them using the power of the Justice Department. Okay, he has no constitutional authority to do that whatsoever.
No.
Federal elections are to be run, it says right in the Constitution, by the states. He has no authority.
Nope.
And understanding that, there's a state legislator down there who's leading this forensic audit, which the Democrats are terrified of, and they should be given what it's turning up. There are all kinds of ballots missing down there. It's because they ran them through the voting machines over and over again. That's why they can't find them. And I'm talking 5 to 20% in each pack. It's massive. And it's about to explode, right? So this is the Democrats in a panic. Unbelievably, our Department of Injustice did not file a single subpoena, warrant, or examine a single ballot. But now that they want to do a forensic audit, they're trying to stop it, right? So anyway, this legislator down in Arizona told Merrick Garland, don't you dare come here. Don't you dare touch our ballots. We will put you in prison in Arizona. Who's right there?
Yeah.
Does that sound radical? Well, if we look at our Constitution, the state legislator's right there. It would be illegal for Merrick Garland to interfere in any way in the forensic audit. He simply does not have the statutory authority to do it. Not in this country. I mean, I might do it in some other country, but not in this one. So there's showdowns getting ready to happen here. And one of these is going to go. Maybe it's going to be the border wall from Abbott, but one of these governors is going to say no. And the key thing they got to say no to, Lee, is not just unconstitutional laws from Congress like H.R. 1. It's going to have to be the Supreme Court, too, which has illegally upheld them. And it'll be like the emperor has no clothes. Once one governor says, no, sorry, not going to enforce federal marijuana law. Wait a minute. The left already did that.
Yeah, exactly.
And what happened? Nothing.
Federal government just looked the other way.
Because they have no power.
Yeah.
And this is why our founders were so adamant that there be no military used on our soil, because they wanted the states to look at laws, any laws the federal government passed, to go, we don't like that. Sorry. No buy-in. Well, you don't like it? We don't like it? Come down here and make us. And we are exposed to react that way to the Supreme Court as well. Supreme Court is not anyway, no how, supposed to have the power it has. It was meant to be a very weak third after-sight branch, not the final ruling. That has to be knocked back, because that's the way we lived for the first, you know, years of our republic, first 100 years of our republic. So I am hoping and praying that Abbott has the backbone, when these courts rule that he can't build this wall, that he just does it. Because that's going to put the pressure on these other governors to start ignoring some of this unconstitutional stuff that passes for law and common wisdom in our country and just do it. What are they going to do? Send the FBI down to dynamite the thing? Oh, I'd love to watch that. I'd love to watch that go down.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Headline: producer prices climbed 6.6% in May on an annual basis. That's the largest 12-month increase on record. What is the Democrats' proposal to deal with this? To the extent that they have one, it's to spend another $6 trillion with a T. Decimating for all time what's left of the dollar. Now, seriously, what's their plan for dealing with this? Send poor Janet Yellen out. She's like the Baghdad Bob of inflation. What should we call her? Baghdad Jan? Tell everybody, no, inflation is great. That's great. Oh, look, record highs. Yeah, that's so good. It's going to be so good for the country. Look, when you go to the store and a 12-pack of eggs is $15, that's what you call progress. I guess that's their plan. And I wish them luck with that. Did you see the new polling? They did. Oh, they're pretending they didn't see the polling, but they saw it. And it's devastating. A majority of Americans aren't buying it and know that there is inflation. And not only do they know there's inflation, guess who they blame? Joe Biden, 39% of Americans blame him, or the Democrat-controlled Congress. So I'm shocked that Americans have figured this out. They figured this out. And I'm here to tell you, they manage to spend that $6 trillion more. Honest to God, the Democrats like Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, behind closed doors, ought to fall to their knees and praise God for Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, who won't let them do this madness, the $6 trillion in spending they want to spend. Because they'd turn us into a banana republic and it would be a bloodbath at the polls. These two Democrats are literally saving them by saying no to the madness. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text. Oh, you guys are getting on me. All right, you're right. I am bad. I am wrong. I did not tell you the keyword. Here it is. See, this is why you have to listen deep into the 7 o'clock hour, because then I'll inevitably forget to give you the contest keyword, but then I'll remember and you'll get paid. Text the word speaker to 72881. You can win $1,000. Speaker, S-P-E-A-K-E-R to 72881. Texter writes, concerning the Texas wall, didn't the federal government send in troops to force integration of the Little Rock school? Would that happen again? Probably. But it's where we need to go, folks. We have no other way of regaining control of our country. And it's going to take one governor to stand up to them. They can't fight 25 states. Okay. And I like to stay newsy in the morning, but and do the philosophical stuff on the Battleground podcast where I explain how stuff works. The founding fathers only ever intended the states to be governed by the consent of the federal government. The federal government was supposed to be extremely weak. There was no federal income tax. They had to add an amendment for that later, which the founders had likened to any kind of income tax to slavery, and it is. They didn't want it. We didn't add an income tax to the early 1900s. So the federal government was supposed to be tiny. And to keep it tiny, the only funding mechanism for the federal government was supposed to be tariffs, which were supposed to give U.S. manufacturers an advantage around the world. So the idea was that Congress would pass laws and then they would have to like actually get buy-in by the states if they were going to do them, because the federal government has the constitutional authority to do so little. It can't be in education. It can't. It can't be in immigration. It can't be in immigration enforcement. It can't be in any of these things. Every one of them is unconstitutional. They were only ever supposed to regulate trade between the states, not in states, but between the states, provide like for roads for trade, provide for the common defense, but not on our soil. No army on our soil. And the general peace. That's it. So the federal government was only ever supposed to be very small, very weak, and only really used for defense and a couple of trade things. And so the only way it was ever supposed to get states to do stuff was by convincing them to uphold the laws it passed. And to make sure no force was used, they barred the idea of an army used on our soil. So we have to return to that as a country, or we will not survive. That is the only way to keep the union together. Somebody's got to go first and say no. And my hope right now is on Governor Abbott, that he will ignore the inevitable court rulings that are coming to say he can't build the wall. He absolutely can build the wall. He's the only one who can build the wall. By the way, he is going to provide further details about the wall project later this week. You can donate to help build it. So pay attention to that. That is a great thing to be donating to, and we'll publicize it at the time when he puts it out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A warning for parents. You spent years raising your kids, parting your worldview and things you believe. Dealt with this yesterday in the Battleground podcast. And then what do? You either go deeply into debt or you put your kids deeply into debt. Sending them off. For what has become, or is rapidly becoming, depending on the school, Marxist indoctrination for 4 years. Making them broke for the rest of their lives. It's madness, and it's got to stop. Dave Ramsey says, in order to live like no one else, you have to live like no one else. In other words, you have to scrimp and save, not run up debt, and later on in life, you save money, you could live like no one else. Well, understanding our current world right now and the way that it is, I see so many of you parents. I get this text or email once a week. I sent my child to college. I thought I had raised them right. We used to listen to your show, and they came back. Some of it, I can't even tell you how they came back. The one that really got to me, though, is Dad wanted advice. And he wasn't really political. He'd raised his son in the church, very religious, but not really political. And his son had gotten into politics around the time of Trump. And so the son had started listening to the show. He was a teenager and got Dad into it. And then Dad and he are knocking doors for Trump. And it's this thing they did together. And anyway, so Dad sends him off to school, off to college. Standard state school. It took 2 years to break him. He came back an atheist with a nose ring and a Bernie Sanders supporter. Dad wanted to know, should I pay for junior year? No. Mm-mm, no. Why'd you pay for the first two? Seriously, we have to start to think this way. Got a great letter from a medical doctor yesterday, listens to the show. And he said, we already did think this way, and his son has grown to a Christian college. There are a small handful of colleges in our country that are still attendable. Parents need to wake the heck up. You will not win. You're not going to win. So I encourage you to listen to yesterday's Battlegrounds America podcast. It is exactly on this. If you are a grandparent, if you are a parent, you need to listen to it. Text Battleground to 71307. You must understand what you are up against, and you must begin to think differently, or you will lose your children. You will lose your children. You think it can't happen? It's exactly what they did in the communist Marxist revolution in China. They turned the kids against the parents, and they're doing it now. And it is powerful to hear it from Yeon Mi Park. Her life story is unbelievable. She is a North Korean defector who has lived in four countries now. And she said, including China. And she says the rhetoric here is unlike any she's ever heard. In our colleges. Anyway, I want you to listen to who she is first. This is so important, and there's a more in-depth version of this on the Battleground podcast. I'm going to give you the summary version right now. This is her story of how she escaped North Korea. And she said, I was a slave. I didn't even know what freedom was. I didn't escape for freedom. She said, I was starving. I escaped for a bowl of rice. I didn't even know I wasn't free.
So North Korea is literally the darkest place on earth right now. In this 21st century, they do not even know the existence of internet. I escaped for a bowl of rice. I did not even know what freedom was when I was escaping. I was just barely starving. And when I went to China to find food, I was sold as a sexual slave at 13 for less than $300. After being a modern day slavery. And this is another thing breaks my heart. So many people in America, in the West, talking about slavery, but they do not want to fight for the slavery that is happening to the current modern people. And after 2 years later in China, I literally had to walk across the Gobi Desert into Mongolia. And after Mongolia, I made it to South Korea. It was 2 years of long journey. And that is the thing, like, people here haven't gone through actual real hardship. They keep talking about systemic oppression, and I'm like, you don't know what oppression looks like.
Okay, but where is she hearing this? The most appalling rhetoric she's heard. She lived in North Korea. In college. Columbia University. And I talked about this yesterday at the end of the show, and I said, don't tell yourself, it's Clemson. You mean where the very popular coach, whose name I won't say, led the Black Lives Matter march, Black Lives Matter, founded by self-proclaimed Marxist organizers, We Are Marxist? You mean there? You don't think that place is steeped in Marxism? It is. And I got a ton of emails and texts yesterday from people, don't use my name, I work there, I go to, it's, yes, oh my gosh, it's riddled with Marxism. But I want you to hear it from Yanmi Park, because you're not going to believe me, but you might believe her. And I cannot tell you how many parents text me, my kids will be fine, I'm going to send them. Oh, good luck. Good luck. And she talked about the parallels between the language and the way that it was used in North Korea to suppress the people, and that they are using these same tactics at Columbia. One of the things she says, is, you know, in North Korea, if your ancestors were not communists and were not down with the struggle, you are penalized for three generations. They are obsessed. They have erased all history in between, but you are judged by what your ancestors were judged by. She said that is exactly what they're doing in America right now, by wiping out all the history between slavery and the modern era in order to suppress people. Here's Yanmi Park.
Even in America, people are being penalized for their birth choice. So in North Korea, one of the things that made people oppressed is because your ancestors, they put you into different class based on what your great-great-grandfather did. And coming to America at Columbia, hearing every single day what white guilt is and white privilege is, and like, these kids never chose their ancestors, you know, how do you choose that?
Anyway, there's a lot more in the Battleground podcast. She goes on to explain that this is a powerful weapon that they use. This is she just exactly the same kind of mindset that she experienced as a child in North Korea, even the same language. She talked about speech suppression here, too, and how it is very much like North Korea in our colleges.
You know, I literally crossed a desert and crossing frozen river to be free. And I really think that America, I mean, back then I thought America was a country where individuals can think freely and say whatever they wanted. And coming here in the name of safe place and in the name of inclusion, that you cannot actually even search for truth anymore.
You can't even search for truth anymore. She talks about what it was like in the classroom. This is what she's referring to.
I mean, of course, there's like nothing, no guns pointing in your head, but still we have to like echo and agree with whatever they say in order to not get canceled. And for me, eventually I had to learn not to challenge and question so I can actually pass the class and get a good GPA.
That's not in North Korea. That's here. That's here. It's very effective rhetoric. That's why they use it in North Korea. It works great there. And they're using it on your kids in college. And you need to start to think about it. I had this conversation with my daughter. We've started having the conversation about, you know, where we'll pay for and where we won't. And it is heartbreaking to me in a way because she's so bright. And she could definitely go to at least a good state school. And we're not going to be able to do that. That's the breaks. It's what it is. These are hard choices. You have to make them. But we did talk about some schools she could go to and how she's going to have to make that decision soon, because one of them has a great homeschool program that if she goes to school online for the 4 years of high school, she'll get first two years of college. Last 2 years of high school count first 2 years of college. So she'd do 2 years of college, do it online, get out with no debt and no indoctrination, and that she needed to begin to make the decision if that was the route she wanted to take. She's going to have to decide in the next year before ninth grade. I don't want to live this way. I went to a good state school. I had great grades. My daughter deserves to go somewhere like that. But unfortunately, a lot of these schools that are either Christian or at least still practice some form of individual freedom are not top tier schools. And I hate that. I hate that for her. She's worked really hard. But I can't pay there. I can't pay for it. I'm not paying for it. I'm not sending my child or my money there. If she would like to go on her own dime, she's welcome to. But I'm not doing it. And it's like Dave Ramsey says, you got to live like no one else to live like no one else. You cannot feed your children to these people. Again, don't take my word for it. That was a North Korean defector. If you want to hear the rest of what she said, and part of it about how Americans have already adopted a slavery mindset, and she's gobsmacked by this because she's, you know, we had a slavery mindset in terms of being slaves to the government in North Korea. And she said, but we did because we had guns to our head. She sees the same mindset in our colleges. And she said, I can't believe y'all do this. There's no gun to your head. Anyway, it was an amazing interview. It hit me between the eyes and made me even more certain as a parent I'm doing the right thing for my kids. Please listen to it. Share with your kids. You know, if you're a grandparent, you're a parent, text the word battleground to 71307 to get that from yesterday. Something in it.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. I want to read this text I got from a dad. Texture rates as a teacher, I've said this for the last 15 years out of 28, eventually public schools will have dorms and kids will be sent to live there beginning first grade for the schools to raise. Another texture rates, and there was one that was right. I really wanted to read, I want you to hear this one. And then so many people have unfortunately texted now that I can't find it. Let's see. Oh, this was a good text. It was from a dad. Here we go. Text rates, besides leaving Florida, sending my daughter to a state college was the worst, absolutely worst mistake of my life. And it cost me over $100,000 to lose my daughter. That's what I'm talking about. People misunderstand me when they hear me say this stuff. They think, well, don't send my kid to school. Don't send my kids to college. That's ignorant. Well, no, you got to find it. If you're going to do a four-year school, and I got to be honest with you. I mean, a college degree is just not worth what it used to. If your child doesn't know what they're going to do and they're thinking like liberal arts and not thinking graduate degree, I just wouldn't pay it. Let's start off at a tech school. Let them figure it out. It's okay. That degree used to be make a big difference. It just doesn't anymore. You know, if your child's going to go for biology, you know, wants to be a scientist, well, that's a different conversation. And there's still schools they could do that, but the list is very narrow. Well, they will not face the extreme indoctrination, very much North Korea style, that you just heard Yeonmi Park explain. I came from North Korea. And the rhetoric here in American colleges is just as nuts. In fact, it is the same rhetoric and the same tactics, and they will use them on your kids. And your kids, you did not do a good job enough raising them to think they are going to resist it. Why would you do that? You have to think about it. It's not, and I know what people say, oh, I went to college, it was a little liberal, it was fun. No, it's not the college you went to. That's what she's trying to tell you. Text writes, hey, Tara, I've been feeling this way ever since the indoctrination of Common Core was so complicated, not even the parents could help the kids. Now the kids started questioning parents' intelligence because they couldn't help with basic elementary school math, shaking my head. That's a great way to put that. Texter writes, Terry, you need to change your mindset that top-tier schools are the standard. They are no longer. Help your kids to realize education starts with them. Texter writes, hey, Tira, I work for Clemson. Well, technically Clemson Extension, but we're not all liberal idiots, just FYI. Well, I'm not saying that. Let me ask you a question. Let me turn it around on you. Do you feel as comfortable in your classroom speaking about your political beliefs as your liberal coworkers do? Bet you don't. In fact, I bet you wouldn't do it at all. You wouldn't dare. I bet I'm right. Texture rights, give me 4 years to teach the children, and the seed I have sown shall never be uprooted. So said Vladimir Putin. Texture rights, my grandson is a senior at Clemson. 12 times in the last, something is left out. He was required to read the Marxist Communist Manifesto.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.